Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam. To the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Y'all already know, I am very, okay, wet parasocial girlies, yes, excited. But also, you hear that laughter, so something very funny has happened.
tell him, Lacey,
I've been scammed out of my podcast, okay? today we have a comedian, a writer, and also now the host of Scam Goddess. Mm-hmm. You can see her comedy special entitled London Hughes to Catch a Dick on Netflix. You can check her out as a celebrity judge on OnlyFans TV's original series Creative Fund Comedy Edition. Mm-hmm. The series welcomed 10 up-and-coming comedians to pursue their comedy careers and compete to win the UK comedy competition show. Congregation, please welcome your new pastor, London Hughes, to the show.
Hello, Lacey. Can you please tell your beautiful listeners what's actually happening, because they can't see what I can see right now and what you can see. I'll break it down. Okay, Scam Goddess listeners, what had happened was I was booked to be on this show. I'm sitting here talking to you in a beautiful, empty studio. And Lacey, an unwashed Lacey, is sitting on Zoom.
How dare you, London.
In a baseball cap looking. Your skin is so clear, by the way. Jesus Christ, not a blemish.
Thank you.
Sitting there, no makeup, nothing, in a baseball cap that says, cancel me, daddy. She is on Zoom. I am in her studio. I am on her show. She is not here to be on the show with me. She is on Zoom in her house. Just
She's
so you
sitting
know.
In my chair, too. She's
I am sitting in her chair. I'm sitting at I'm looking at a beautiful face.
There's
I'm
a
in
screen
this
my face
empty studio. Like, there's no one here. Like, I could have done this from home. I literally could have done
okay,
this from
Judith
my bed.
And Sam are there. But, okay, no. So what had happened was, because okay, first of all, unwashed, yes, but to the highest cleanliness
standard,
okay?
Unwashed to the
okay?
highest degree.
Okay, to the highest degree, like last night I took a bath. Okay,
yes.
It's the later afternoon now, so I definitely respectfully need my daily
yes.
bathings, times a day. So, you know, we're a little behind, but we're still clean, okay?
We're still clean.
Schedule-wise, y'all don't have ADHD. I have time disease as well, and
not time disease. Is that what the doctors call it? I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's been
so you
diagnosed.
Shaming me. So really, you shaming me and my diseases.
What is time disease, please, Lacey?
Okay.
What time
That's why I move by my own circadian rhythms. You gotta open your third watch.
My third watch. Okay,
yes.
So there's your second eye, third eye.
Like, the hand in my life, it don't tick by the man's standards. I tick it myself.
Time disease.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. You with me. You feel me?
Yeah. So that's why.
No, but this was a genuine mistake, like a wholehearted mistake that I'm not in the studio. I thought it was on Zoom. I am clearly wrong. But London looks amazing in the studio.
Thank you.
In my chair. And I will post a picture of her just frolicking and looking amazing because it's actually hilarious. But she does look fantastic.
That's quick.
But it's okay. So this is like years in the making.
I know.
We finally are doing this. Jesus We've met God. In person. We had a lovely time dancing.
Drunk at time.
Throwing ass.
Yes.
I had a great time. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Amy Aniobi, also a friend of the show, who's been on the podcast.
Amy Aniobi brought us together.
Yes.
Amy Aniobi,
I mean, that's what she does.
Invited Lacey to my Back to the Streets party. Mm-hmm. And Lacey showed up wearing these fly ass Gucci sunglasses, which I own. And I looked and I went, it me. I like her. And then that was it. But I was so drunk, we couldn't hang out and talk or just like, you know, cut the chat or whatever it's called.
I mean, it was like not super deep.
I remember just you slapping my ass. You slapped my ass.
Yeah.
I was twerking. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I know, I'll come on a show and we can hang out in person. Because we've never hung out in person sober. So I'll just make the effort and not do a Zoom and come into the studio to hang out with her in person. And she said, nope. Don't want to do that.
I did not say no. Okay.
Nope.
And I just want y'all to know for the past like 10 minutes, mm-hmm. London has been tearing mm-hmm. into my ass about this.
I have.
Because now she feels like I scammed her. And that's not what happened, okay?
I have been scammed.
My brain scammed me. I looked at my calendar and was like, I'm doing great. I was like sending in notes for another thing. And Judith is like, are you sure you have time for this? And I was like, yeah, no, I do. And I'm not realizing Judith is thinking I'm coming to the studio. So I was turning something in within the hour before you were supposed to be here. And I was like, not realize. I didn't process until she was like, oh, yeah, London's on her way. And I'm thinking, on her way to Zoom. And I was like, oh, no.
Not on her way to Zoom. London left
Although
the bathroom.
Although sometimes I do be on my way to Zoom.
And walking to her living room. Yes.
I have been late to my office many a time from my living room.
Same.
I can't say that I haven't.
I have a friend that had a date on Zoom and got stood up. No, imagine.
No.
Imagine a date, a Zoom date in the pandemic, just her and her laptop. Lonely.
You can do Zoom dates from anywhere, even if you're in your car or whatever. I did a Zoom date in the pandemic. We cheers our individual glasses from our houses, showed each other our boobs. It was great.
Love. Like, love that. Love that for you. I would do that if I was at home. See, you would have got nipple. You would have got some Janelle Monáe nipple. But you're in your
Janelle
house.
The age of pleasure, honey.
Age of pleasure, darling. I've been getting my nipples out all the time because of Janelle Monáe. Janelle Monáe got her tits out, so I've been getting my tits out. Jesus.
She's making me want to get mine out too, but I will say that non-binary people, out of the most people who have shown me their breasts, it's been non-binary people.
Oh, really?
They love to get their titties out.
This is the
I'm going to spread a rumor. I'm going to spread
it. See, I'm fully...
Y'all tell me if I'm wrong.
I'm 100% strictly dickly heterosexual, no bite, all the other things, but I'll still get my tits out, literally.
And we love that for the community.
For the boring heterosexual community, you have London Hughes' areolas to represent it.
Beautiful. And as you guys can see, this is already going to be a fun-ass episode. So, London, we always ask on this podcast, what is your relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed? Have you ever run a scam that's beyond the statute of limitations? It could be anything. You love them, you hate them, whatever.
I have a question. Do people actually confess to
Hell
crimes?
Yeah. As long as it's like really? Beyond the statute of limitations or like, you know, one of my friends, Brooke, she came on the show and she talked about how she worked an IT job for 2 years and had zero skills in the field and just like farmed out all the work to all these other nerdy dudes who were like obsessed with her because she's like a beautiful girl.
Oh, wow.
And then she just went on auditions.
I love that for her. I love that for her. Okay, I agree with that scam. It's so weird. I'm very British about scams. Like, it's very naughty to scam in Britain. You don't be naughty. But I have been scammed. I've been scammed. I got frauded. What happened?
No.
This guy, I think it was a guy, when I was at university, I guess my car details got stolen and he tried to buy like driving lessons.
Wow.
And a car.
He was trying to better himself.
Oh, and I'm like, literally. And I was like, oh, I love that he thought me as a student could afford driving lessons and a car. Like, I am definitely a student. It definitely declined. But he did try. He really tried. Bless him. But yeah, I have never... I scam in a way of like, I used to get myself out of work.
Mm.
I used to hate work. And I have asthma.
I have asthma too.
And I used to fake... Come on, Lacey. This is what I'm saying. Judith, I'm upset. Lacey in London could have been a thing.
It still will be a thing.
We both have L in our names. Judith is crying Lacey, right now because of what you've done to me.
Literally. I lived in the UK.
Lacey and London
I lived
show.
In Camden. We could still have
a Lacey and London show. Listen, we'll talk after.
We'll talk after because I actually have a pitch for you.
So, but keep going.
She got asthma. So I used to fake asthma attacks to get out of work and out of lessons in school. Like that was my, I'm a very good actress and I like to pretend a lot. So I would like, and the biggest scam I did, which ended so badly, was I used to work at TGI Fridays before I was a comedian. TGI Fridays is actually more famous in Britain than it is in America. Like, TGI Fridays is everywhere in Britain. And I've never seen one here since I've been in LA. So
it's like a suburb thing. So you won't see them in the city.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, no. If you go to like the equivalent of Times Square in London, which is Piccadilly Circus, there is a TGI Fridays on the corner. Like, it is our staple American go-to and it just sells the American dream. And everyone who goes there just wants to get closer to America and believes that all Americans eat Jack Daniel's sauce. It's crazy.
We eat potato skins every day.
Loaded potato skins every single day. Like, that is the dream. And I wanted to move to America and I was so obsessed with America that I thought, I know, I'll just work in TGI Fridays. It's the closest I'll get to going there. And I hated it. And one time I wanted to get out of work and they wouldn't let me. I had an asthma attack. It didn't work. So, because they knew, they had my inhaler on standby. They were like, just take your
pump. Okay, but that don't always work. Sometimes you need an albuterol treatment. So they playing.
Right. Is that sometimes you need to go to a hospital and get the nebulizer. Right. But they were like, nope, take the pump. So I smashed some plates in view of everybody and pretended that the plates and the glassware went in my eye. And I was faking that this thing went in my eye so I could go home. And my boss was like, just go in the office and like put some ice on it. So he put some ice on it. And I was like, crying.
Oh, because TGI Fridays is very American, like, because glass in the eyeball means you're supposed to go to the hospital.
Right. He was like, sit down, put some ice on it. I was like, oh, I need to go to hospital. I drive so I could take myself. He was like, no, it's fine, it's fine. I was like, I'll just go home. He was like, no, stay here. Put the ice on it. Then he washed it out of water. Still wouldn't let me leave. Then he was like, okay, you don't leave. We'll call you the ambulance. So they called the ambulance and they took me to hospital. And all I wanted to do was go home. And they took me to the hospital. Then they called my parents and they told them, my parents were worried, rushed. Like, they lived hours away, rushed to TGI Fridays to get there in time, traveled with me in the ambulance. We got to the hospital. The hospital didn't have the machine it needed to look at x-ray and look at my eye. So I had to wait and go to another hospital.
So you're still stuck with this bit.
I didn't get home.
Like, at no point, when the doctor closed the curtain, like, shh, you were like, mom, dad, let's just run for the exit.
No, because my parents were so worried. My dad was crying. They thought I was going to go blind. I had, like, an eye patch on and everything.
They thought you were going to the theater?
And then the doctor was like, they live in the theater?
Yeah. I've had surgery in London. I stole that shit. I was like, crazy. I got free healthcare. Me too.
We do.
And they were like, actually, you're not a citizen.
But anyway, go ahead. No, you can get free healthcare.
No, I did. I worked it out.
I worked it out. But go ahead.
No, I would rather fly to England and get surgery than get surgery in America
for sure.
Again, ever again.
It's bad
my
here.
God. But anyway, essentially, that scam ended in me spending even longer and not going home. And I didn't go home until the next day, 9
How old were you?
After the doctor's. 19.
Okay, that makes sense. This is adding up. This is 19-year-old behavior that would just see it 19-year-old through.
19-year-old behavior.
See it through.
I just saw it through. My parents to this day do not know that I lied about that. And if they did, I think they would be mad. So I hope they will never listen to this podcast and none of you guys better.
They were like, we found a donor for your eye. And you were like,
Literally. Because the doctors were like, it's a miracle that you didn't lose your eyesight because there's no scratch. It's a miracle. My mom's like, it's a miracle. And I'm like, it was a lie. It wasn't a miracle. It was
two things can be true. Miracles can also be lies. And lies can be miracles.
This is true. But FYI, never scam your way out of TGI Fridays. It won't work.
Just ooh, it's an American-owned company. We are bad over here when it comes to employments. You know what I mean?
I know. And the thing is, they fired me.
Damn.
Eventually. We got a new American boss and he fired me. And a week later, I became a comedian. And I've been doing comedy ever since. So thank you, TGI Fridays. for firing me because now I make funny money.
Funny money. Yes. Yeah, amen. Okay, that's a ministry. That was a word, y'all. Y'all just got a sermon. I know that's right. I actually, amen. My comedy career launched off of me being fired as well. So...
And you know what? So did Lauryn Hill's career. She got fired from Foot Locker and became a singer.
Now, Lauren, it's got a little tumultuous. I'm trying to pay my taxes and I'm trying to show up. Listen, I know I didn't show up physically, but I still did show up on a computer in a very nice studio that you're in.
Yes. Yes. This is a really nice studio, Lacey. You're doing really well for yourself.
Thank you. We're trying, girl.
This is lovely. There's no one in it. It's very.
But we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam American advertisements. We'll be right back.
Scams!
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hot!
And we're back, and it's time for What's Hot and Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist, or more often than not these days, if you listen to the podcast, you know we get a letter from you all. Snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. Amen. So, London, we just need a fake name from you. We do not care about gender on this podcast. It can be anything.
Okay. The name that came to my head was Gerald Christmas.
Gerald Christmas. Wow. What a... What a name. Just that just off the top of the dome.
I was like, we need a name, Gerald Christmas.
London, your brain needs to be studied. I'm obsessed with you. I'm so sad I'm not there. Gerald, I just want to like reach out and like touch you.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Gerald Christmas. Gerald says, hi, Lacey. I've always wanted to write into the show. Most of the scams I run are on my employer, therefore not outside of the statute of limitations. So we will not be discussing those today. Okay, Gerald.
Okay, Gerald Smith.
Listen, Linda, you could talk about TGI Fridays because you're never going back there.
Never. God forbid.
Never. Never. So we could talk about them. So including So Gerald says, I'm including photos of this raggedy, in all caps, ass man who conned me into loving him. Even though I know you won't say how ugly he is, but let's agree. His spirit is giving, in quotes, been getting beat over the head with an ugly stick for about 37 years now. Wow. Okay, so Gerald, you right. You are definitely right.
This is what I don't understand. Are you single, lady?
This is one of the few times that I'm not going to include the photos on the podcast, on the podcast page. I'm so sorry, y'all, just because we can't dox this ugly ass man because it's like a real person. But we will get, I'm going to try to give you a description of this ugly ass man.
It's like,
so imagine you were to draw a face on a thumb. Let's start
there. Yes. Okay? Get a thumb, expand the thumb, bless it.
Now, also imagine you got a Party City wig for Prince Charming, and then you tried to cut it into a Justin Bieber haircut in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay? Help me out here.
It's giving, remember like the Flintstones? It's like if Fred Flintstone was alive now. It's giving.
I pedal my car with my feet.
It's giving I pedal my car with my feet. It's giving, ooh. The thing is, Gerald in question is a female. She's a female Gerald. And female Gerald looks so much
she all up under
cuter.
But she badder than him. Way badder.
And I don't understand why people do that.
I do this. Listen, I love a medium ugly.
Really?
I love a personality. Sometimes people are so attractive that when they hit on me, I'm terrified. I'm
really?
Like, get away from me, you sexy monster.
You're like, you're
going to
ruin my life.
Yeah,
I get that.
It's like, you're so sexy. Like, you're going to ruin my life, my credit. You're definitely going to make me poor. Like, I can't deal with this. But like a medium ugly.
What's
like,
a medium ugly? I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
And that's what I'm saying. I got to behold. I want to be the beholding. Because we all know there's certain beauty that don't need to be beheld.
Don't need to
we
be
all
beheld.
Just like, that's a bad bitch.
Don't behold
like when I
beauty.
See Kerry Washington, I'm not like, we need to behold her. We're just like, no, she's bad.
We don't need to beheld it.
We don't
but
need
then,
to beheld
let
it.
Let me be clear. My beauty was behelded. In England, I'm ugly. I'm considered unattractive.
Okay, girl, that's called racism because the white people beheld my beauty here too. But baby, I'm not beheld. I'm a baddie.
Baby,
we know.
Baby, actually,
and so are you.
The thing is, it's not even racism because black men don't find me attractive in Britain.
Okay, but black men don't find me attractive in America.
Oh, wow.
It's literally, you got an accent, which makes you closer to whiteness. But in America, like, they look at us like, and listen, this is a broad stroke.
Yes.
Don't fucking get in my mentions, talk about not all.
Not all black men.
82% of black marriages that are not coastal are between two black people. I have a huge black family full of loving
black
men. Disclaimer. I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, I might as well be Casper.
Seriously.
To a certain demographic of black men who like are financially stable or middle class to upper. Like
what, they
they're
like white
light women and white women.
So that's the same
a status
in Britain.
Symbol.
That's the same in Britain. So all the British in the circles are rolling in Britain. It's true because I do feel like, you know, in relationships, like I'm looking at this picture of this woman, you do see like people that aren't as attractive with really attractive people. And I'm a sapiosexual, so I need to be attracted to your mind first. Mm-hmm. But I guess once you're attracted to the mind, then the outside looks different, you know? I've had some guys I've dated who wouldn't be conventionally attractive, but their mind was so beautiful. What I don't understand is people that are ugly on the inside. How did she, if this man is a scammer, how did Gerald Christmas fall in love with this man if he's ugly on the inside and not so great on the outside? This is what I don't understand.
Because you can do ugly things, but not seem ugly. And I know this from experience because now it doesn't work on me. Where I've had people who, like, actually, like, I thought they were attractive or whatever, but, like, they would try to make everything about me. Like, they were asking me all the questions. They were, like, and I started to realize, like, I'm not learning anything about you. Like, you're trying to make me feel good. You're mirroring myself to me. And if I like myself, then I'm going to be ingratiated in that, right? So I have confidence. I have self-esteem. So I'm like, oh, this person's really nice. But because I'm a scammer, that turns off real quick. If I ask you 3 questions about yourself and you don't answer any of them clearly, oh, baby, you have an agenda.
Lacey, I need you in my life because I don't have discernment and I cannot tell when guys are scammed. And I've been scammed by so many guys in LA since I've moved here. Literally.
Babe, so honestly, some of it is the legwork. And the rest of it is the discernment. It's a combination of the two. Because once you've seen what's behind door number three, you don't open that bitch no more.
You don't.
So, that's you know, if you feel like it's getting door number three, you're like, and you back off.
I'm celibate hard. Now. I'm celibate now because of it.
Yeah, I also, it's hard for me to like have anybody in my space. So I absolutely understand where you're coming from. But Jesus. So this man, like, I'm sure he came off as like really nice, really cool, very interested in her, remembering mm-hmm. little facts about her, whatever it took to get where he was gonna go. So we don't know where he's going yet.
Okay.
But let's see.
Let's go deeper.
So Gerald said, anyways, I met a tall white man with a full head of hair, so I should have already known it was a scam. I told y'all, that's not a personality. Y'all got to stop saying tall white man with a full head of hair charismatic. That is not the definition of charisma. Oh, we've God. Been here. Oh, we've talked God. About this.
Oh, my God.
So, but listen, I understand. We all fall prey. So I should have already known that it was a scam. On the dating app, fresh out of my marriage, fresh out of the marriage, honey, we know you're getting your feet wet. First guy I met and the first time I've ever been on an app because I got married when I was 22. Woo! There were no apps. Ooh. You got married pre-app?
Whoa.
P-A? You got B.C. before Christ. You got P-A pre-apps?
B.C. before or COVID, B-A before Christ.
Before apps?
Wow. Who gets married at 22? Jesus Christ.
Oh, everybody where I'm from.
Really? Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas. Like Frisco, to be
I've
honest.
I've been to Dallas. I went.
And if Frisco's the suburbs and like people, they get married right out of college.
Is it because there's nothing to do there?
I mean, it's kind of just like the path that they've seen and like, you know, their parents help them with a down payment on a house. And
oh, wow.
A pool.
Oh, living the dream.
They have kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And honestly, having kids, if you're going to do it young because then like you can have a better chance of a snapback and like you can be friends with your kids. Like me and my mama homies, we go to the bar. My mom had me at 21. Like
21?
I know. I would never do that. Wow. But I was like, we cool as fuck. Like, I love it.
Wait, what? That's crazy.
And she raised me as a mom. It wasn't like we were like Jenny and Georgia or whatever the hell, you know.
Jenny
like
Georgia.
She was my mother. But right. Now, as an adult, she my homie.
Wow. See, my mom is definitely 70. And
see, that's what happens if you have kids at a responsible
yeah,
age.
Yeah, she had me at a responsible age. I'm not having any kids, so it's
yeah,
fine.
I don't think I am either.
No ooh, kids for me.
I mean, but here's what I'm saying. I think having children is beautiful. I wouldn't be here if someone didn't make the choice to have a child.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Appreciate you.
And shout out to all the babies who be singing the theme song. Shout out to the babies who stream the episode. Because I know y'all are out there
babies.
And I love y'all.
Oh, little scam babies.
Oh, there's like two-year-olds running around. People tell me about their kids singing the theme song. And I was like, you know the show is not appropriate for children. But I love it because those are my children now. So that's how I'm having kids. This is the podcast.
Oh,
and being a terrible influence. An auntie, if you will.
Auntie London and Auntie Lacey will set you straight.
So this is no shade. Listen, I can't be shading the parentals because I
listen,
wouldn't be here without
listen, Oprah
them. Now,
said,
am I going to do the same thing?
No.
Probably not.
Oprah said she would never be Oprah if she was a mother. And respectfully, I'd rather be Oprah than a mother. So that's
okay,
why.
But I don't think that's the binary there because there are definitely rich ass bitches with
of
kids.
Of course,
Gwyneth Paltrow got hella kids and she out here selling people bone broth.
They're not Oprah.
And she's a
they're not Oprah,
bajillionaire.
But she ain't Oprah. She ain't Oprah.
I mean, listen, she goop is gooping. She
goop
gooping
is
goop it up.
She ain't Oprah.
Jessica Alba. She has the
Oprah.
Honest Company.
She ain't Oprah.
Jessica Alba
she
has the Honest Company. She making money.
Oprah. She ain't Oprah. Hoppo. Oprah. She ain't Oprah.
Listen, y'all, I tried. Moms, I love you. Okay?
She ain't Oprah. I'm sorry. Respectfully,
we gotta
Mom,
get to
I
this
love
damn
you.
Letter,
no,
London.
No, we're not. We're talking about Oprah.
Jesus.
This is what happens when you don't show up. I scammed it.
I deserve this. She's literally in my chair, so
nice
I can't
chair.
Even control
you've
the podcast anymore.
The bum dent is like secure. Like where you've been sitting on it, it's like really warm. And there's like a dent where
God.
Your bum cheeks have been.
I have not been there today. It is not warmed by my butt.
It's warmed by your
oh my God.
Your everlasting backside.
Sorry,
so back
continue. To Gerald.
Gerald Christmas.
Gerald ain't even the main event, London. We gotta get through this.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible at podcasts. Literally, I would.
No,
just...
you're amazing. You're actually too good for your own good. This is fantastic. No, I'm gonna bottle this and I'm gonna put it in my veins. Like I could stop the episode right now. This is fucking amazing. So Gerald says, you know, fresh out of the divorce, honey. Mm-hmm. The apps are a new frontier. First mm-hmm. guy they met on the app. She met on the app. They were like both 5 months out of a separation.
Okay.
So they had a lot in common, right? And while we had fun dating each other for a few months, neither was ready to get into a relationship, so we called it quits. I get that. Y'all were like, we're both hot girl, hot boy summering. Like, we can't lock it down.
Yes.
So earlier this year, he contacts me again. This is the same hot boy from the first interaction. Okay. And buys Hamilton tickets for us as a way to get me to go out with him again.
I like that.
I'll buy.
Yeah. I like
Lin-Manuel
that.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's
like how black people call Samuel Jackson.
And Denzel Washington, when his name is literally Denzel.
And we were like, no, it's not.
It's Denzel, honey.
Honey, we decided what your Denzel name was. Washington. I don't know what you thought.
I don't know what you thought.
So, okay, I'll bite. So Gerald's like, I'm a nipple because, you know, Lemon swells. So we have a discussion maybe 2 weeks into seeing each other again where he's like, I had a lot of feelings for you still. I've still been thinking about you this whole past year. Ooh. I've been working on myself so I could date you again. Ooh. So we start having a Hallmark movie romance. Yes. Ooh. For 6 months, we're going on trips, dinners out at the nicest restaurants every weekend, going to art galleries and shows, cooking and dancing, singing in the kitchen together, out on the water every week with my hair blowing in the wind. God damn,
Pocahontas just around the river bend.
Yes. I had none of this. I had not all in combination. I've done some of them separately.
I have not had any. Lord. She lived better than me.
She living better than most.
Honey.
So, I mean, listen, you might have been with Peter Griffin, but he seems like he was really giving. Oh, no. He's a family guy. No, I don't know.
Family guy. I mean, it is Peter Griffin. Bless him.
It is.
Bless him.
So, just having a good-ass time.
Good-ass time.
Oh, she says, plus the sex. I love that you put a little asterisk here like I wasn't going to say sex. The sex.
I wanted to know about the sex. Okay, so he's got...
Phenomenal.
She said phenomenal. PH.
We're doing it on the kitchen island. Oh. We're doing it in the back of his truck and parking garage. Oh. I'm about to fit the shades of jumping off the boat in the middle of the lake and doing it in the water. Oh. Private area, of course, not to scar anyone's children. I love that you put that in there. Classy. Also, water sex, not really.
Water sex ain't what it's cracked it's very, up to be. It's the shape of water. It's very, there's a lot
showgirls lie to y'all. Yeah, you're not going to be thrashing your head in the water.
It's very free willy when just trying to escape the cage. It's very orca whale,
in my opinion.
Fish splash. Jaws 2. It's very.
So we obviously discuss exclusivity. Then we have months and months of plans, including birthdays, international trips. Okay, I get it. Wow, I'm so lucky.
How did I just realize
I hit it out of this park with this romance? Yes. Gerald is doing great. Gerald Christmas is killing it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, yes, let's get to the anyways. Because I'm like, yes,
please, where does it go wrong? And it better go wrong. I need, I'm jealous right now, and I don't want to hate on you, Gerald Christmas, but it needs to go left pretty quickly. Otherwise, you're just bragging. So we will see
where it went left after this break for some non-scam advertisements.
Robbery!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
At Fraud!
And we're back. And it's time to see...
Yeah. What went left? Let's go.
He's invested in the destruction.
Let's go, Gerald. What happened? What did he do?
So... Okay, anyways, says Gerald. I go to Europe for a few weeks with my friends. I love your life. I want it. Get him fancy-ass gifts. Come home, and he's crying, talking about how much he missed me. Oh. Showing his friends what I got him. I'm thinking, wow, he really loves me. He's so happy I'm home from just 2 weeks away. Oh. Normal week together, go out to dinner, hang out at home, watch movies. Then Friday, I'm at his house getting ready to go to a party. The day was just a little weird already. He was going to buy a new little sporty BMW that morning, and I was supposed to take him. He tells me that morning a coworker is taking him instead. Weird, but... okay. We'd gone to a birthday party the night before, but he worked late, so we met each other there and then went to our separate homes that night, though we usually would have spent the night together. So, Gerald, what I'm getting from this is, it also was terrifying me, is like, babes, you got disposable income. Yes. And also, you know how to live your own life, because you were like, I went to Europe for 2 weeks literally, and then came back. Like, this is not behaviors of... like, you don't need him.
Mm.
And we love a not needing queen.
Love a not needing queen.
I'm
love
a not it. Needing queen. I'm a it not gets hard sometimes.
Judith, like, are you a not needing queen? Judith is a not needing queen.
She's definitely a not needing queen, okay?
Yes, Judith. Yes, Judith is a not needing queen. Okay.
But sometimes people be like, why don't you need me?
Well, I don't.
That's because you got that education. You don't work at home.
That education, like it's a rare Pokemon. Ooh, you got listen, that education.
Listen, work, it's a lot of not needing people at Home Depot as well. So that was not shame. But that's what people envision, though, of a not needing person. Is they thinking like, oh, it has to be your station, like society, like class-wise. And that's simply not true. It's a mind state. If you don't need people...
ambitious.
And not needing people doesn't mean you don't want friends. No, I would want people in your life. Just means you want people who treat you well.
100%.
You know, and if you don't treat me well, I don't need you.
I don't need you. I actually don't need you, babes. And I think that's what guys don't like. They don't like a girl that don't need them.
I can want you. Yeah. I can want you real bad.
But I don't need you.
But so if she you treat me bad, him. I don't need you.
I don't need you. Yeah. So she don't need him. But yet she's here being conned by him. I'm still
but
confused.
She's been enjoying him. He seems to be enjoyable.
Okay.
So they don't spend the night together after he gets the BMW. She's like, strange, but whatever. I don't need you.
Okay.
So I'm like, when and how did you have time to coordinate a coworker taking you somewhere this morning? Anyways, I'm planning to go over that night, see the new car, see him, get ready for a party at his house. This is just 2 miles from him and much further from me. I'm on the way over and he says he's leaving to go to his BFF's house. Weird. I'm on the way over, but okay. I don't know what they have planned. Maybe they're on a timeline. So I'm getting ready. I find a woman's feminine trash in the master bedroom trash. Feminine trash. So that's got to be tampons or pads.
What? What would you do if you found?
So Gerald says, I texted him and said, hey, I guess I shouldn't use the trash can? Oh, you petty, Gerald. And then picture of the woman's trash. He texts, with a picture of the woman's trash. He texts back, when I said a coworker, it was someone I've hung out with a few times. What does that mean, hung out with a few times? So someone you were dating, not a coworker? Because if y'all at work, y'all hang out every day, 9 to 5 at work for work purposes. So... this is the scammer, Peter Griffin, still talking, saying, I didn't know she used my bathroom. Sorry you saw that. So Gerald says, I'm big mad. So like any investigative journalist, I go dump the kitchen trash. There's a used condom in there. Oh. Okay, clearly this man needs to go to jail and to hell. I text him back, well, I'm confused at your behavior. You know I love you and you know how special I feel this relationship is. If you want to continue in a committed relationship with someone who really cares about you, let me know so we can talk about whatever's going on. But you can't provide reciprocal affection and honesty to me, then please do not continue to contact me.
That was classy.
Healed, honey.
Oh, wow.
She does not need. Gerald does not need.
That is such a good response to seeing a condom and a sanitary towel in the... garbage.
Because that's a lot of steak.
She does like, therapy. She does therapy.
Then the person had their period, so that person was in the crib
also,
for 2 weeks.
Also, you were doing rainbow kisses.
That person ovulated and then had their period.
No, so you smashed her on her period. You probably rainbow kissed.
Maybe it wasn't on the period. Remember, she was gone for 2 weeks, so it could have been a horny ovulation right before the period.
Oh, yeah.
And then the period.
I mean, I feel like he deserved a bit of a fuck
what,
you in
it's like 18 days after your period, you ovulate?
No, it's 12. Everyone's different. I'm 12 days.
Everyone's different, but it's like 12 to 18 days, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And then 27 to 30 days or 31 is when you had a period. So that would make sense, 2 weeks. Like, you might have been on very horny and then a period.
Oh, God. Oh. I don't like this for her, but I like how classy she clapped back, because I would have said a fuck you in there at least, and there's no fuck you in there.
Now, so far, this just sounds like a man. I don't know if there's a scam in here. You might have scammed me, but
let's see. What is going on? Gerald.
This just kind of sounds like a man, but I'm going to wait to see if there's a scam other than a man who's a scam.
I'm invested. What's the twist?
So, Gerald says, after her very healed message, he ghosts me. Literally, don't ever hear from him again. His friends clearly don't know what's going on because they're texting me like, hey, why aren't you here at this party, et cetera, whatever places we should have been together. So now I'm embarrassed because he's raggedy, whatever. I block him on everything. I can never hear from him again. But my friends are raging mad. I found out also that he was messaging people on dating apps the whole time we were together. And at this point, almost 2 months out, at least 3 of my friends have catfished him and gotten him to show up for dates that they clearly don't attend.
Everyone
I know who sees him on dating apps reports his profile. Someone sent him a positive pregnancy test letter from a local clinic. I have a friend in another country, so she's been sending him glitter bombs, because how would you trace that to me? And my friend, my favorite bar, banned him and put up a picture of him that says, beware. And I won't talk about other stunts my friends have pulled that I think maybe crimes, question mark?
Wow, I love the beware sign. I love that. Oh,
like, beware?
I love that. That she got her revenge in that way. I wouldn't say that. Did he scam her, or was he just a man in America?
I mean, that's the scams. I think we got scammed, because this just sounds like a man, babe.
This is just a man. That was it then. The twist was he was a fuckboy.
He was a man.
He was a man. I've literally, that happened to me, what, a month ago? I mean, I didn't spend any money on him, but definitely was a fuckboy with a whole girlfriend and everything. that's what happens. Yeah, that's just life, babe. Gerald Christmas, welcome to being a woman. Okay,
right. But you know what? It does feel like a scam when you were married since you were 22, and this is the first person you met on a dating app.
She ain't been broken in yet. She ain't been humbled by love. Me, we're bitter bitches. Me and Lacey and Judith, we've been humbled by love. When you're new to the dating scene, you think it's all roses. You think it's all sunsets and walking,
you believe
kissing in the
things
rain.
People say to you, no, we've which been is humbled. Crazy.
Humbled.
You can't be out here believing
you
people
can't be
are willy-nilly.
Not willy-nilly believing.
Listen, I won't go through your phone. I'm not going to invade your privacy.
No.
However, what I will do is not believe you most of the time.
I literally...
I'll give you what I want to give you.
Yes.
And then maybe like a few years in, I might start believing stuff. Like,
yes.
I'd like come to your house and be like, oh, you really do live here.
No, don't even after believe I've they live three, where they
after
live.
After I've seen like 60 pieces of mail over four
don't,
years' time.
Don't believe that. Listen, I dated this guy. He told me he was a director. Okay. 2 weeks into a relationship, I find out he's a director of a funeral home. Do not believe.
He didn't lie.
He did lie. He was
he
a director.
Just, you thought he was directing something else.
He was a director
was
of a funeral home. Do not believe these guys.
That's still a director, London.
He
I don't
said,
know. I'm
I just didn't
side.
Finish the sentence. But you should finish the sentence, because if you finished it, it would have said director of a funeral home. Why am I sucking director of a funeral home dick? What's going on?
Listen, you know what's always consistent in the economy? Death. Okay. All right, y'all. It's time for Historic Hoodwinks. If you've never listened to the podcast before, Historic Hoodwinks is the main part of our podcast where we'll regale London with a group of criminals, charlatan, maybe a single person. We don't know. Maybe we love them. Maybe we hate them. Mm-hmm. Today, we're talking about the spiritualist movement that captured the attention of figures such as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Okay, so this is in the past. Harry Houdini, and even Mary Todd Lincoln. who was married to Lincoln.
Wait, what?
Who freed the slaves, but not because he wanted to. Look it up.
Did
he? He did not want to. It was a casualty of the war. It was not. He didn't care about black people. Just look it up. So one March night in 1848. Wow, I love that. You know what's funny? We got scam records about 1848, but they're trying to erase history from 1968.
That's crazy. That's wild. Crazy.
Wow. Why do I have this? But then they're like,
the biggest
don't
scam
tell
is the
people
British
about
Empire.
Jim Crow.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, the British Empire is wild.
That's the biggest scam.
Like,
the biggest scam.
Y'all still got that old man with his sausage Oscar Mayer fingers walking around like a pimp. Like, please be so serious.
With the
it's
stolen
okay, though. America's
Indian
embarrassing
jewels
too.
And stolen mm-hmm. African jewels. And
talk about they gave it to us. No, they did not. They didn't. Nobody gave this to you.
And then you just put it in the museum and pay people to look at it. It's a scam.
Right. The British Museum. Look at all this shit we stole. Because they got no culture.
No
We've
culture.
Talked about it. No history.
No,
they literally tried to make shit up. I did a scam once about them trying to create the first man, like before Lucy. And it was literally like monkey bones and some other random bones.
Oh, God.
And it was a national treasure for many years before somebody was like, come on, y'all, be serious.
I believe it. Oh, Brent.
They're like, we need something, very much something.
Ugh.
They're like, we weren't developing anything because we was out stealing everybody else's stuff.
Stealing everything.
To like actually do stuff here at home.
They did nothing. Did nothing but steal. Oh, rape, pillage, and steal. My God, Britain. Oh, my country. I hate thee.
Listen, okay, I love America.
Tell
We're
me
on the same page. So, one March night in 1848 with two young girls, this is how the scam begins,
okay,
who would go on to become the world's first ever celebrity mediums. Being a celebrity in 1848, that's lit. Because what is it? Just
Wait.
Like papers or talking on the porch?
In
or like, how do people know you?
I'm terrible with like centuries. Like, what was happening there?
Like, so that's the 19th century, right?
It's the 1848 is the 19th
number
century.
Behind.
Yes. So, yes. Yes.
So
what
all
happened
during the month of March?
It's giving
the
Bridgerton.
Fox family was plagued by thuds and cracks throughout their home, loud enough to keep them awake all night long. This happened for weeks until the night of March 31st, which culminated in a louder and more frenetic knocking than ever before. So they were like, "Ooh, what's that sound? Ooh, don't worry about it. Blow that candle out, Mary. We gotta go to bed." And then like the sound gets louder, okay. louder, and now it's like a cacophonous like. So they say. It seemed that wherever Maggie Fox, 14 years of age, and her sister Kate, 11, went,
what?
The sounds of unknown origin followed, which could only mean they were demonic in origin. So it couldn't just mean these bitches were loud or like heavy footed.
I'm looking
it's
at
like
a picture
demons.
Of these women and they look 45. I don't understand.
So they're a little older in these pictures.
Okay, cool. Because yes. 11 and 14 is not, it's not given.
It's not what it's given.
It's not given. Mm-mm. Oh, sorry. Continue. So
they had their hair pretty late. Like, how do you even? Would you like put a curling iron up to the fire?
They don't have
like
curling irons, do they? In 18, something. They would have done that with
like they did something.
Towels.
The hair had a little sheen to it.
A little sheen. That could be the lighting from the photographer flash, but
perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. It's given.
So
okay.
Panicked. Margaret Fox, the girl's mother, sent her husband to grab the neighbors for help. And that evening, it seemed the entire neighborhood was present in the Fox's living room to witness the knocking. So now I guess they can see the Fox girls were there, but the knocking is still happening.
Okay.
So through asking questions and receiving knocks as answers, some individuals gleaned that the source of the noise was in fact a spirit whose identity they slowly discovered. So basically they was playing Ouija board or like, who are you?
Okay, paranormal
Jim?
Activity vibes. Okay.
Are you Jim or are you Tony?
It's Jim.
Tony would knock twice. Damn. Okay, you think Jim?
It's All Jim. Right, I'm
like,
here.
Is...
I've arrived.
I thought that's Jim's name.
I'm here. I'm Jim. You're Zoe Bob. I don't know. Is that how they spoke? I don't know.
Right. No, you're spot on. It works for me. So they did this by appointing one person to go through the alphabet and wait for a letter to respond with a rap, slowly processing out the word to spell it. So basically like a Ouija board. They'd be like A, and they'd be like
yeah.
B, nothing. C.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever. So spiritual rapping is a form of communication between living persons and spirits of deceased persons by tapping out messages on a table, board, or the like a Ouija board. Which I think is interesting because, like, as people, we were just like, I don't know a noise. That's how they talking. Like, how did we decide the language of the dead?
That's
not
so
dead.
True. That's so true. They might just be like stuck somewhere and they need to get out. They could be trapped in the closet. They're not trying to talk to you. They want you to right. save them. You know? Like,
come to the attic.
Come to the attic. I'm banging. Come here, please. Okay.
Right. Like, how do you know your ghost knows the English alphabet?
And literally, because it could be a Chinese ghost. It could be yeah. a ghost from a different country. Don't know what the ghost is. That's the thing. How do we even know the ghost speaks the language that you're speaking?
Is it like it's when true. You become a ghost, like if you're Casper, then all of a sudden you're fluent in every language?
Casper is not a real... Lacey Casper's not a real...
Who is a real ghost?
It's not...
How do we know
TV
Casper
show.
Not... A, somebody had animated, to be named Casper and is dead by now. That, there's definitely a Casper ghost. Not a real ghost.
I have seen a ghost, though. They do exist.
Yeah?
Yes. I've seen a ghost twice.
Where did you see them?
First was when I was a kid in my house. I used to go to sleep with the door open because I was scared of the dark and I liked the light from the hallway coming there. Through the door, and I'd wake up and the door was closed. And so I used to think it was my mom doing it. So I stayed up and waited for my mom to close the door, and I was going to open the door and be like, "Mom, stop doing that." That was the plan. So I stayed, I'm like 12, 13. I'm staying watching the door, and the handle went down and the door slammed shut and the handle went back up. And I was like, jumped up. Opened the door. There was no one there. Mm-hmm. I screamed like, "Mom!" My mom was down 3 flights of stairs asleep on the sofa. There was no one else in the house. So that was had to have been a ghost. Would have had to have been a ghost. There was no windows open in the house. The handle went down as in like someone had pushed the handle down, pushed the door shut and lifted the handle back up. So,
that Wind was don't really do that. Okay.
Yeah, and the second time
But I
was,
thought ghosts like trying to touch stuff and then their hand passed through it. I'm talking about this on
Stop watching
podcast.
Casper. Please stop watching. Please stop getting all your references for ghosts
We've
from Casper.
We've decided that's what it
that's
is.
That's not the bar for ghosts. Like, I bet ghosts hate Casper. They're like the Kardashians of the ghost world. Like, they don't represent real ghosts. They are Casper and his family have nothing to do with the ghost
world.
Well,
maybe you're right. Because this ghost claimed to be 31.
Ooh.
A peddler who had been murdered for $500 and then buried beneath the fox's house by a previous tenant. They got all that from the knocking.
Maybe
you're right. Not a Casper.
There was a lot of knocking. How did you get all of that from the knocking?
From knock.
How long
been
was
knocking-
this conversation?
Listen. So, as the stories of the night grew bigger and bigger, so did the fox's sister's fame. So, the fox's eldest daughter, Leah, who was a music teacher in nearby Rochester, New York City, heard the story from one of her students' newspapers and came hurrying to the home. So, she was like, "Oh, ghost, I'm trying to beat her. Ghostbusters, like, let me get involved."
All your references are imaginary. Like, Ghostbusters are also not
Wow.
Real,
okay, so you know real ghosts and
yes,
I only know TV
you
ghosts.
You only know TV ghosts. I need you You're to so widen cool. your ghost knowledge. Do your ghost research, because all you're giving me is Casper and Ghostbusters.
Like pop not? Music of ghosts?
Yes.
That's all I'm giving him?
Yes.
Okay,
Have
your
eclectic ghost taste, okay? You're so mainstream.
You're like, I like Ari Lennox ghosts. Yes. And I'm like, I love
you're giving me Post
Selena
Malone.
Gomez ghosts.
You're giving me Ghost Malone, okay?
Ghost Malone.
And I'm giving you Ari Lennox.
Mainstream ghosts.
Mainstream
like
ghosts.
Like Miley Cyrus.
Literally. Like, where are your references coming from, Lacey? Okay, continue. Right.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Scam Goddess. Thank you so much.
Continue.
So there she discovered the truth. The truth is like, so Fox's eldest daughter, Leah, she pulled up and discovered the truth. Though her parents may have naively believed their youngest daughters were gifted, Leah realized that Maggie and Kate had gotten really good at imperceptibly cracking their toes.
Oh.
So they were cracking their, which this must be an aggressive what's going on with y'all toe meat that it's cracking this hard? Like,
but remember,
like
they didn't have
knock.
TV back in the day. So it's quieter in the world. So like right now, we got too much. We got car noises. We got airplane noises.
Air
back
pollution.
Then, they
sound
just,
pollution. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have sound pollution. So it wouldn't have to be that loud. It's just like,
oh, you're right. But also, what a hating ass big sister. Like, why are you outing them for cracking their toes? Let them be famous.
Let them be
it's
free.
Giving Rob. It's- okay.
Okay, Rob.
You couldn't get famous.
Let your sister shine.
The rest of the Kardashians.
Let them shine. You could get a BBL if you wanted to, Rob.
Right. Okay, sell your socks, Rob.
Yeah,
Rob. Stop trying to get in everybody's bag.
Literally.
So though in later years, their performances grew in complexity, and at the base of their seances was the ability to create phantom noises with their toes. So they had them get more complicated. They upgraded. They would talk to each other's sisters.
It.
Yeah, it's just like they started making Skims. They started making Kylie Lip Kids.
Yes.
But at the base of it was copying blackness, aka cracking their toes.
There we go. How did you reach? That was such a reach, by
that's a metaphor. It's like Kardashians got copying blackness, and the ghosts got cracking their toes.
Cracking.
Are they equal? No. Being black is way more cracking than cracking toes. Yes. But however, I'm just saying they got their grift.
Their grift on. So these are the Kardashians that we're calling these girls Courtney and Kim. It's Courtney and Kim. Okay, continue.
Take the underworld.
Courtney and
okay,
Kim take the underworld. Oh my God, these ghosts.
There's ghosts. They're so insane. These ghosts
are so insane. Like, I just can't. Like, I see right through them.
My feet are hurting so much from having to crack every single day. At this point, we're doing 3 seances a night.
Oh my God, another seance. Like, I can't.
So, while performing on wood floors, the raps were amplified and seemed to come out of nowhere. So, you're right. They have no other sound going on, so it was louder. Instead of being mad at the girl's deception, Leah saw a business opportunity. Okay, Leah, now I'm back on board. Now you're Kris Jenner. Okay. You're not Rob.
Okay, Kris.
You're Kris Jenner.
Okay, Kris.
Yes,
monopolize your sister's talents. Let's go.
Yes, he wasn't hating. You didn't report them. Okay, I take it back.
Kris,
you're not Rob.
You're in your bag. You're in your bag. All right.
So
wow.
So we have an image from left to right of Maggie, Kate, and Leah, because it took so long to take the photo that if you smiled, like, your face would, like, break.
Literally, like,
you have to sit there for like an hour or so, like, to get the photo.
Actually, the Kardashians don't smile in photos either, so it's actually so on theme with what we're talking about. These ladies,
they're giving. So that Leah's the one on the end.
Okay,
so it goes. From the left to right, it goes Maggie, Kate, Leah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're sisters, honey. Doing it for themselves.
Doing it.
So Leah moved herself, Maggie and Kate, into a house in Rochester where for $1 each, which this is a lot of money at that time,
visitors
could attend a seance with them. Their seances were such an immediate hit that they moved on to performing in packed theaters in New York and New England. I know, that's why I take the show on tour.
Wow.
But while most fully bought into their abilities as spiritual mediums, some violently reacted to the idea that they were fake.
Okay.
Maggie in particular faced abuse from detractors. And one time a group of men, of course men, offended by their show, tried to kidnap her. So I love that it was men like, this woman seems smart, or at least people are interested in her, so we gotta steal her.
What did they do? Kidnap her? They kidnapped
her? They tried to.
Okay.
So the younger sisters grew tired of performing within the year, obviously because they're being harassed.
Yes.
But Leah kept the show moving and made the girls return after 2 weeks of the spirit silence. So she gave them 2 weeks off.
Oh,
and
she's
like, get your ass back up on that stage.
Oh, and crack them toes.
You pull them motherfucking toes
get
out,
toes
right?
Out, crack them toes now. For them good folk out there.
Not the toe pimp. She made y'all toe holes? That's not right.
Toe pimp. Oh, Leah, so, the toe pimp. Okay.
But literally. Pimping so by then, pimping out her sister's toes. Mm-hmm. That's so evil and wrong. So by then, contacting spirits and rapping had become a national sensation, much like Hamilton. So in October 1850, the New Haven Journal reported that there were hundreds of families up and down the East Coast claiming to have similar gifts. So now people started to copy.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, I can do it too. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I get it.
Like, actually, I can crack my toes as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to crack my toes. So they were like influencers, essentially.
Yes.
And everybody was like, yes. I can do it. I'll get a BBL. I'll crack my toes.
I'll crack my toes.
Done.
So Thomas Edison, the anti-slavery leader, William Lord Garrison, and many prominent women's rights advocates were proponents of the movement. Of the toe cracking movement.
Okay.
Even Mary Todd Lincoln gained a reputation of holding seances in the White House to speak with her dead children. Wow.
Wait, so they would just hold a seance and then just crack their toes?
She was the first lady. She had to have an agenda. You know, Michelle Obama was like, healthy food in school. Mary Todd Lincoln was like, come watch me pop these toes.
Oh, wow. Pop. That looks scary. Why do black and white photos just look so scary?
It looks like they are all in color.
They look like they are.
They live life in color, but it doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel that way. It looks very scary. Oh, I don't like it.
And their hands on the table and their fingers. This give and goes. Also, Mary Todd Lincoln is very small. Yeah. Especially because wasn't Lincoln like big as hell?
I don't know. I didn't know him personally. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think he was like 6'7" or something. So he was. Yeah, he was doing a very tiny person.
Doing a very tiny person. Wow.
Good okay. Lord.
So everyone's in on this, making their money.
Making their bags or, you know, having social engagements.
Right.
So their involvement elevated it from a shady circus act to a phenomenon. Some of the most respected minds in the nation engaged with, just like BBLs.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that is definitely a phenomenon. Everyone.
It went from the Dominican Republic to Dr. Miami.
Literally. It's just gone out. White women get them. It's crazy.
Yeah, you can get a mini BBL now. So it's like, this is a classy. I don't look like an upright aunt. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my
a
God.
Very dangerous surgery, y'all. Just so you know, it's like one of the highest mortality rates.
Please
like,
don't get it. You don't need a BBL. Your ass is class.
Yeah, you're great. Whatever you got.
Yeah,
okay.
You're fine.
Work them cakes or them cupcakes.
Yes.
So evidence of fraud. There was plenty of evidence that the Fox sisters were a fraud during their first 4 years of performing, but audiences were so swept up in the craze. Few notice. It's like, is it a fraud if we're having a good time?
Yeah, no. I'm team them right now. I don't think it's a scam. I'm thinking it's just the culture.
If a fraud falls in a scam and no one heard it.
Is it still a fraud? No.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it was occasionally pointed out that Benjamin Franklin perhaps too frequently visited a Fox seance. Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, why are you like this?
Benjamin? Mr. Benjamin.
Who was he trying to talk to?
Who was he talking to?
So at other times, the spirits refused to show up at all, often in conditions where cushions were placed between the girls' feet and wooden floorboards. So anytime they had a barrier at a seance, because maybe they pull it up at people's houses, they're going on tour, they're like, oh, the ghosts actually say y'all got bad vibes.
Yeah, they're not here.
And they say they're not coming. It's y'all fault.
This
Goodbye.
Is the thing. That's so easily done, because why would the ghosts show up every time? And they'd be like, I'll just pay double next time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
also,
you get
I love
them.
That negging. That
negging.
Like,
the ghosts aren't here.
Mm-mm. Y'all not famous enough for the ghost. How many Instagram followers y'all got?
Yeah, the ghosts aren't coming. The ghost of Kanye. He's not. He's not here.
The ghost of Kanye knows you paid for that blue check and said it's not
like,
coming.
He said, no, he said he's not coming. No. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. So Leah had already ready-made excuses. So she'd be like, the negative energy of the cynics polluted the channel between the girls and the spirits. Only those pure of heart who believed without question would be able to witness definitive proof of the girls' powers. Woo, Leah!
I love that.
You are Kris Jenner. That's a press release.
That is definitely Kris Jenner. 100%. I love that.
I love it. As time went on, Kate even began staging shows where ghosts appeared, not just through knocking on a table, but in physical form. Oh. That's just like,
Casper. That's when Casper comes in, babe. That's Casper.
See, I knew Casper would be involved.
He was there. That's Casper. Did they
He's
put a
popular.
Sheet over their head? Is that what they were doing? Is that really what they were doing?
Wow. Leah coming out the corner with a white sheet
Literally
on her head.
Literally looking part ghost, part clan member. It's cute. It's cute.
It's giving.
It's giving Ku Klux. It's giving. Grand Wizard.
Grand Wizard Ghost.
Grand Wizard
sounds
ghost.
Like a ghost.
It's giving. It's giving.
So it's not entirely clear how this was engineered, but witnesses say the ghost appeared in strange psychic light. Okay, so they got some lighting, they got some smoke and some mirrors. Love it. These performances endeared the Foxes to the British. Oh, now your people are coming into
it. Oh, I knew my people would be involved. We love all that foolishness.
The British, where they began performing to their biggest crowds yet.
Oh, God, yeah. As all While American London. Artists come to Britain. Look at, they blow up there, literally. Everybody does. Susan Boyle.
So in a fast... Yes, it's given Susan. They pulled up.
Oh, life.
And in a fast industrializing world where men still held most of the power, women dominated a field that was rapidly gaining transatlantic fame. So men are like, oh, wait a minute. Y'all making money without us?
Oh, they
were But y'all got vaginas. How
dare you make money with vaginas? It's not possible.
No, we literally outlaw that.
Yeah,
like,
no, vaginas.
And to this
to
day,
money.
Still do.
Still do.
Like, call it prostitution.
How
but if you fuck somebody for free, that's what is that? Charity? Like, come on now.
Literally.
Let's be serious.
That's crazy.
And so for real. Dang. So once a single mother was working as a poor music teacher, Leah acquired wealth, social clout, and opportunities that would never usually have been afforded to someone of her background, even marrying a Wall Street banker. Rags to riches,
Leah!
Honey.
The true influencer.
True influencer.
Model influencer story. She said. honey.
You know, Leah got her Wall Street banker. She living it up. Unfortunately for Maggie, her fate was a little less fortunate. In 1852, at 17, she met Elijah Kane,
a famous
Arctic explorer, she entered a strangely fraught long-distance romance with.
He was smashing other Arctic wolves.
How do you even do long distance? Are you like yanking it to a letter? Like,
yes, what? Babe. They yank it. That's exactly what they're doing.
So that you gotta wait like 3 months.
Have you never been to war?
Yes. To get your rocks off?
Yes. Mm-mm. You need to go to war, honey. That is real life. That's what they did. Yanking it over letters.
Need to go to war.
Go to war, Lacey. That's what they do. Go to war. Okay.
I don't think anybody should anymore. Yeah,
no one should.
Going
but
to
that's
war.
What they were doing. They were yanking it over letters 100%. Yes.
So, damn. But so,
this
Elijah,
guy is cute. I like him.
I mean, he got some drip for sure. Definitely. Is this a painting of him or yeah. He flexing?
It's swag. I like that he trained the wolf to sit down by him. And he's leaning on a
grave. He said, you know, I had to do it to him. He got one arm. He's leaning on somebody's grave. He's like, I killed them in the war.
I like it. I like the swag. I like the hat. But he looks like he should be called Gerald Christmas. Like, that's what he looks like, his name.
That's Gerald Christmas.
That's Gerald
You're
Christmas.
Right.
Gerald Christmas.
So, but Elijah's people, unlike Leah's friends who saw her as a member of the upper class echelon, like the rest of them, Elijah's family saw Maggie as an embarrassment who dabbled in backwoods heresy.
Sorry,
they say you knew money.
What?
Heresy.
I'm sorry, what is heresy?
So heresy is a belief or opinion contrary to like Orthodox religion, right? So, Huss was born to heresy, like a hussy. So it means that like they're like on the fringes of society. They're outside of what is typically accepted.
Right. Okay.
Even though Maggie wanted to marry Elijah, she compromised with a ring exchange ceremony and promised that they'd be married when he returned from his foreign expedition. Okay. So they didn't actually get married because he was like, my family's
I'm out here in the streets.
Unfortunately, Elijah grew ill and died in Cuba at just 36 before he could return. He was traveling everywhere in the olden times. Yeah. Like, you're going to get consumption or something.
I'm
get
glad the typhoid. He lasted to 36 because normal guys just lasted like 22, 23 in those days. So, great. Happy for
So, him. Elijah's parents forbade Maggie from attending the funeral. Very tired of Harry of them, denying her as a common law wife and share of his estate due to her involvement in spiritualism. So they were like, you're not in the will, you can't have no money, you can't come to the funeral, you can't even wait outside, you can't get in. Maggie answered by publishing a book of his love poems to her. I know that's why she said
so he could wank over. That's what he was wanking over.
Memoir dropped. Ooh. The love life, this was the Kardashians on E.
It's that fast book.
So the love life of Dr. Kane and falling into a deep gin-fueled depression. So after she published this book, she went into depression. And a feud also began between her and Leah. And Leah tried to have Maggie's children taken away from her, saying her alcoholism made her an unfit
this
mother.
This went downhill really fast.
Poor Maggie. What happened to Kate? What happened to the other one? That's Rob. Because they ain't talking about her at all.
It go so left like it did.
So in 1888, 40 years after Maggie and her sister first contacted the murdered peddler in their living room, that was their first, toe-cracking moment, she confessed. At the New York Academy of Music, Maggie performed once more, but this time an emotional demonstration with great showmanship. She showed how she and her sister performed their tricks. Maggie, how you gonna give up the magician's
secret? She did
secrets?
The Penn and Teller. Do you know when they just exposed it? She
Magicians
revealed. She did that.
Oh, you bad wrong for
I respect
that.
It, though. It's been 40 years. You've got your coin. I get it.
Maggie was paid $1,500, almost $50,000 today for the show. Ooh. A fact used by supporters of spiritualism as definitive proof that she lied about her psychic powers. Because now they're like, we're getting a bag off of this. You can't expose us all and kill the industry.
Wow.
We all get money off this. It's like, remember when the Kardashians used to be like, we didn't get butt implants.
It was a fat transfer.
Because it's not a butt implant.
And they made Kim do that whole scan. Like, see, you know, butt implants. It's like, BBL wouldn't show up on a scan.
It's a fat transfer of your own fat. It would never show up on a scan, but it's like, that's the technicality of like, we didn't actually do it.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm going to tell y'all, it's a BBL. And they were like, this is natural booty. We ran and jogged for these booties.
We are Zempicked. We are Zempicked for this body.
Oh God, my mic. We Ozempic. They are Ozempic.
They are Ozempic. Listen, everybody is on Ozempic. I don't need Ozempic. I get dick. But if you want it, if you like it, I love
like
it.
Your special set. Like your special set.
If you don't care, I love it.
On Netflix. So, but soon after she did this, like, confession, Maggie retracted it, realizing if she didn't, she would permanently rid herself of any other source of income. So she ran through that 50K. See, I told you it was short-sighted, ma'am. So following Maggie's confession, all three sisters died within 5 years. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Leah died in 1890 at the age of 77.
Well,
that's
done.
A good life in 1890. Go off, Leah. You live.
Yes, Leah.
Kate died in 1892 at the age of 55.
I'm not mad at that.
It's not bad for the times. And Maggie died in 1895 at the age of 60.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Ooh, both living in abject poverty at the time of their deaths.
Oh, I'm so
say that like... the warning of a prescription commercial. Despite their confession and disavowal of spiritualism, the girls inadvertently created a profession that continued to grow and allow hundreds of women to gain freedom and financial independence.
I love it. Yes!
They said, we miss Cleo. Call
listen,
us Neo.
Let's do it. I have a psychic. Her name's Psychic Karen. And listen, get that money, Psychic Karen.
Psychic Karen? That's not mystical. The name Karen is not mystical enough
she's
for me.
She can't help it. That name's Karen, but Psychic Karen's definitely psychic.
I'm going to be Psychic Jane.
Psychic Karen. She's the best.
Psychic Sarah.
Psychic Sarah. Psychic Olivia.
Like, psychic see, Olivia feels more spicy to me. It? I feel like you got to be like Miss Andromedon or
psychic
something.
Jane. We used to have an icon in Britain called Mystic Meg, and she was a fake psychic. Well, she claimed to be a real psychic, but we all knew she wasn't. But yeah, Mystic Meg was like huge in Britain.
Was Meg the Stein's first career? She was Mystic Meg?
She was Mystic Meg. Yeah, and she would say stuff.
That's what the spirit
like,
said.
Mystic Meg, and I'm telling you, you're going to have a good year. No, no, no. But we knew she weren't real. She was an actress. Bless her. She's dead now. RIP Mystic Meg.
Oh. And RIP Miss Cleo. I love that we both have someone on over the pond, across the pond, that is like, you got Mystic Meg, I got Miss Cleo.
Look at that. Aww, yes, beautiful. We're the same, you and I, Britain,
we
and America.
Are.
We're just cousins.
So that brings us to the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let London go from my studio.
Let me go, honey. Wait, let's remix this, Judith. So now we've come to the end where I have to let poor Lacey go from my studio, considering she's at home on Zoom. Lacey, thank you so much for taking the time out to click a little button on your laptop and appear here before me. Thank you. Is there anything you want to say, anything you want to promote before we log you off, Judith? Have your finger on the leave button. Hover your finger over the leave button so as soon as she says it, we can X her out of it. Okay? Anything you want to promote, anything you want to say?
So before we promote, we have Scammer of the Week.
Oh, wow. Okay, go on.
London,
go on.
I'm going to need you to get the program together.
I'm
everything
so
else
sorry.
Is accurate.
I'm so sorry. Scammer of the time for Scammer of the Week. tell us how it goes.
This is where we honor a charlatan worthy of our praise, or maybe not, very quickly. Today, host of Scam Goddess London Hughes and I are talking about a Minnesota man who claims that he was the victim of a political vandalism and harassment. And he's been sentenced to prison after it was discovered that he, and not Antifa, damaged his property. I love this because when these racists do these fake stunts, the things that they write just tell you they've never met a person of color in their entire life. Because, like, for example, like a black person, like I've seen fake stuff that's like "Blacks rule," and it's in spray paint, and it's
nobody
like, "Ain't
would
no
say blacks
Negro
rule.
In the history of niggerdom ever said blacks rule."
Blacks rule, no, no, and we really it's technically not. We do not rule anything. We would never
we
even
don't.
Say that we do. So no, blacks do not rule.
We also just don't use that language.
Blacks
like,
rule.
We, like
blacks are
raw.
So cool.
Hang ten, bro.
Like
blacks
geology
raw.
Rocks. Like it's no, we're not those people. We're not. Oh, blacks.
And we also don't call ourselves blacks.
Blacks. Like, I'm going out with a bunch of dude. If you're coming out with me and a bunch of blacks tomorrow night, it's gonna be me.
Yo, we about to go out with the blacks.
Going out with the blacks tonight.
What?
They're hitting these streets with these blacks. It's Juneteenth coming up. Going out with the blacks. Gonna have a good time. Lamert Park with all the blacks.
We're about to be in the park with the blacks.
With the blacks.
That's grilling with the blacks.
Rolling with the blacks. That's what we're gonna do with the blacks.
I'm gonna have a barbecue called Grilling with the Blacks.
Grilling with the blacks. Like rolling with the homies. No, grilling with the blacks.
With the blacks. Okay.
It's for Trump supporters only because what?
Like what?
I'm going to refer to us as blacks. I'm bringing that back. Blacks.
It never was here. You would have to bring it up.
Sorry, I'm
bringing
it up. Can't
bring something back.
I'm bringing it up. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna gentrify it. The blacks.
We deserve it. After they stole woke from us, we should just take we're blacks.
And I
for
can't
fun.
Say the N-word because of my accent. So I'm just gonna say the blacks. Instead.
I mean you can.
I can't, Lacey, it sounds so racist when I say it. Literally so
are you
racist.
Doing like a R? Are you saying
I can't help but do the hard R. See? Ooh. See? You just said it, didn't you?
Like the R doesn't know.
We automatically do the hard R. Even if I'm saying it's you still are.
Yeah, no, you can't. You're right. You're
literally.
Right about that.
I was singing
don't
a City Girls song too loud, and these girls from Miami checked me.
Real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga.
No, literally. No. Literally. Oh told you.
Oh, no.
Can't say can. It. So I'm going to say blacks. Right. Blacks. Real ass bitch, give a fuck about a blacks.
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 That sounds bad.
Give me 50 racks. I'm going to say black.
This podcast is for us. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry
I realize y'all are here.
No,
but
there's
like,
white people listening and we love them too, my Caucasian queens. I hear you. I see you. I love you.
So,
sorry,
Dennis Mola.
Okay.
The Minnesota man. He's 30. He initially claimed that his camper was set afire by leftist activists because of his Trump 2020 flag.
Oh.
He also claimed that his garage door was spray painted with graffiti saying Biden 2020 and BLM
The
Antifa that symbol in quotes, bro.
That no one like black lives matter people don't graffiti BLM on things. It's just not.
We also aren't carrying around blue spray paint. Mm-mm. You went too far. Like you're trying to be like it's Democrats and it's BLM. Yeah. Also, like we don't need to deface your like, bro. First of all, you're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Why
you think like
do that?
Black Lives Matter activists are mostly in Los Angeles and New York City, and it was created by three queer black women in Los Angeles.
Literally.
So like, bro, we're not coming out to your bumfuck
ass
house.
Where is he in Minnesota?
Minnesota?
We're not going to Minnesota. We're not doing that.
But to finish this up, Dennis, who's a scamming ass Minnesotan.
Minnesota.
He submitted multiple insurance and claims worth more than $300,000 seeking coverage for the damage of his garage, camper, and vehicles and residence.
Oh,
and he
wow.
said it was caused by the fire and the BLMs and the blacks.
Oh,
honey.
Wow.
Most of his claims were rejected, so Dennis accused the company of defrauding him and threatened to report it to the Commerce Department and the Attorney General. In addition to being awarded $61,000 from his insurance company, he also received $17,000 through two GoFundMe accounts.
The audacity.
I mean, listen, racists are going to make a GoFundMe. Y'all, get you a 2A photo, get you an American flag out there and grift these racists because they will give you money as long as you say it's to harm people of color. Get into it. Get your bag, okay?
Wow.
You can make it vague. You can be like, just to stop them. Just say, stop them.
We should do that. We should do a blacks GoFundMe. To stop them.
Blacks
and get some
to
money.
Stop them.
Yeah.
We're going to infiltrate our own race and we're going to stop them.
We're going to stop
for y'all.
Them. Jesus.
Before they even come.
Jesus.
Now
Christ.
Give me $50,000.
$50,000, please. Please. Thank
so
you.
Total, he got $78,000. Dennis pled guilty to wire fraud and was sentenced to 30 months in prison and is required to pay back $3,850 in restitution and a fine of just over $18,000. So he got to keep most of it. He's paying it in jail, which sucks because that's taxpayer dollars for him to be in jail.
Yeah. I don't like this man.
No,
I'm sorry.
This is a scammer of the week who's asked.
So we don't celebrate this person.
No.
Thank God, because he's a terrible human being.
If he just got on GoFundMe and been like,
all
the blacks did this to me, I'd be like, maybe.
All he had to do. But no.
That's just trying to care in the government. We know you made this shit up.
Biden 2020, BLM, the black.
Because you know that's vandalism that the left would do.
Of course. That's what we do.
We're like, Biden or else, bitch. Like, come on now. We're not passionate about Biden.
We're really not.
We have no other choices, and we haven't.
I don't think Biden is not passionate about himself, I don't think. Didn't he cancel?
He's not.
He canceled all his meetings and scheduled events because he had a cold. Like, bless him. So this is the end now. Can I end the show, please?
Okay, now this is the end. You got to do your plugs. Okay. Here you go.
This is the end of Scam Goddess with London.
Yes.
We've had special guest Lacey Mazzy on the show.
Thank you,
Lacey. Thank you, Lacey, for joining me in the studio. You look so cute with your Cancel Me Daddy hat and your flawless skin. I've been London Hughes. I'm here to promote myself. I have a book coming out September 5th in all US and UK bookstores. Yes. It's called Living My Best Life, Hun. You can pre-order it now. www.londonhughesbook.com. And it's a great book. I wrote it in 2 months and I put all my heart and soul and sweat and tears. It's funny. It's painful. It's triumphant. It's dark. It's sexy. It's vibrant. It's me. It's Beyonce in book form. Go get it. September 5th.
Yes. Beyonce in book form, September 5th. And y'all gotta read it in a British accent in your head.
Yes. Okay. And the audiobook is available, will be available too for people that don't like reading words. You can listen to the words too. In my beautiful accent, I did it myself. It was so fun to record an audiobook. I suggest everyone do that in their life.
Yes, fun. I love it. I actually, in 2024, will record an audiobook. Yeah. So
it's
I'm so excited for you.
It's so much fun.
I can't wait to read it. You are so vibrant and lovely. And we will be in together in person. I'm going to hit you.
She says this, guys, but please hold her to account, because bet you will never see us together again, ever again.
Don't tweet say her, that. You are speaking DM the wrong. Edit that out, Judith. Edit that out.
Oh, wait. I'll see you at July 4th of Jalacy.
4th of Jalacy, I'll yes. See you at which the congregation Jalacy. Knows about. Okay. Absolutely. And y'all, as always, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgotuspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't fuck up your bag. Y'all, if you want to see these photos, Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, Scam Goddess Pod. If you want to see my shenanigans, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. I have a movie on Netflix called The Outlaws. Please watch it. I'm in it. I got to do a lot of fun improv as well as things that were scripted and fun and amazing. Adam Devine's in it. Pierce Brosnan, like Ellen Barkin, Lil Rel, like Nina Dobre. Like, don't play. Like, get into it. Lauren Lapkus, people who've been on the show. Betsy Sidero, who also has been on the show. Like, get into it. Get into it, y'all. It's a very fun movie. And speaking of Netflix, London, let's plug one more time that special that you have on Netflix as well.
I have a special on Netflix. It's produced by Kevin Hart and it's called To Catch a Dick. Watch it. It changed my life, honestly. And it's very, 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 very funny. So yeah, go watch it. It's on Netflix. You know me.
Yes. All right, congregation. Stay British.
Stay black.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brandt. Stay scamming.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.